Oh, I like Beard Cam too.
You don't like
Beard Vision?
Beard Vision?
Beard Cam.
I'll fix it for next time. I'm not going to do it right now.
You should just get rid of it then. You can just delete it, right?
I like that The Rock is always on.
No, leave it on.
Okay, leave it on.
Jesus. Just ready to pee. So fucking finicky.
It's The Rock.
Hit that fucking intro. Well,
we're finicky. We were calling it Beard Cam the whole time, and you're the one that made it Beard Vision.
Well, it was Jeff Cam before it was Beard Cam.
Yeah, but we kept calling it Beard. Well, actually, we called it
poor Jeff. I should always be on the cam because I don't have anything to contribute except going to the fridge, and now I'm close to the fridge. This is where I was always meant to be.
You were meant to be right there. Yeah.
God damn, can we start this show?
No kidding. Let's get going.
No, I'm saying it because... Welcome to the Dime Spent Poorly program. Yes, we are here. We are live today. Thank you to our primo host numero uno and engineer Eduardo for making us live tonight. Our co-host.
No problem. No problem.
Derek. Our constant contributor, Huds. Our brand new contributor, Ron. Right there.
There's names up there, so you can see all the names.
Except for Beard Vision. I'm Beard Vision today. Look at me down in this little box here.
I love
it. And I even have intro stuff. So tonight we're going to go back to Corona Watch 2020. It's the celebrity edition. Because, dude, everything sports, Tom Hanks.
Oh, man. Yeah, what a boring spring.
They can take Tom Hanks, but God, don't take Rita Wilson.
Please.
Harvey Weinstein's sentence, 23 whole years. Candidates dying before election. They're all old. They're so very old, and old money loves these candidates, except for Bernie, and that's why he won't be in the election. And we will get to quantum computers as well. There is developing news on that.
Nice.
Such nailed a good radio it. Voice. It makes it us sound really professional.
I'm not even trying tonight. I'm just drunk.
Do you ever try, though?
Oh, yeah.
Usually, naturally good.
Everybody hates the sound of their own voice. I even hate the sound of my own voice.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand how.
It just sounds...
I'd rub one out.
Have you never heard him try to put on the radio voice?
He's done it a few times on the show. It's still good either way. Yeah.
It's like butter.
I'm blessed. Butter. And look at me. Trying to drink.
Butter. All right. Enough stress.
I also have this awesome beard.
That's true.
Sometimes it wants to leave.
Praise him.
But it's not going to be soon.
Hell Satan.
It's not all like right. I'm looking to pick
so
up
if you want to interact, if you're watching right now,
holy cow,
leave us a comment in the thing below, or if you have something to add to our discussion or want to say hi to you, let us know. Yeah. Well, everybody just got real quiet there.
No, I was listening to what you're saying.
Yeah, we were letting you have the floor.
We don't know.
We did the test run last week, and now we actually are going to try for some interaction.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
excited. So I want people to ask me questions live.
Do you know what else is back? 2 weeks in a row now. A little sports program.
That's right.
Ooh. Sports program.
Hey, what happened
with Derek
to the second episode? Zach put it up, and then I went and I tweaked a couple things and put some tags in it, and then he deleted it.
Oh, I don't know.
And I messaged him to ask him if there was something wrong with it or whatever. But
so Zach, if you're listening,
he doesn't
comment.
I don't think.
And tell us what the
Messenger
fuck he did with
often.
It.
No, he uses message. That's what he uses.
Oh. Well, he doesn't answer my messages. Maybe he has me on mute.
We'll ask him.
We could have totally talked about this
too.
Before the show.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'll ask him too, though. Yeah. I can put it up too, but I thought the episode turned out fine. We're using Zoom still, which is turning out fantastic.
I think the video quality.
Either with the addition of Sean on the show, I think it's even better.
He and I are going to do some collaboration.
Oh, yeah? He's great. Stuff. He's so funny, yeah. Yeah, because he has his own show.
He does a thing, too, yeah.
Yeah. We need to get him on the network, actually. So we need to...
We should.
Those are always nice little micro-episodes.
Yeah.
The beers with Eduardo. Yeah.
So, and then my friend Sean does a spirit tasting now is what he does. He was beer only, but now he does different stuff. But he does... The tastings he does are for, Mickey's. he does...
God,
it's never,
Jesus.
Well, he does some
have a
nice stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God. Bless
he still he does God nicer stuff him. Too. But he did for St. Patrick's Day. He did an Irish car bomb. It was fun. He's a hilarious
Here
guy,
I am
too.
To fill you in on the Steel Reserve.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun to do just
Milwaukee's
like
Beast Ice.
Sit and drink like a 12-pack of shitty beer. Or
oh,
something.
Dude, that's not fun ever.
No.
That's something you do while you're fishing or camping.
If you go back and edit it afterwards,
do that at home.
An after edit would be good.
Do you remember when we used to get tall cans of Keystone Ice?
Ugh.
And I would throw up after three and not be drunk.
Just throw up because it's bad.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
I need to just put a webcam in my basement and have it go live when I walk down there.
Sidecam?
So people can people can watch me play video games on my computer for fucking 14 hours straight.
Welcome to the Sadcast.
How many beers has he had?
You should do that.
Hey, look, he's let the dogs out again. What a great guy.
Right. Anyway, for sure, though. We need to get Sean on the network. We need to get him to... stuff up there. He's hilarious. Good guy. Anyway, the show, sports program, is back. I don't know why the newest one's not on there. I'll ask him about it. But anyway, we're two episodes in with the new cast, though, which is just addition of Sean.
Yeah.
I think this Saturday we're going to be early because I have stuff to go do at 11 o'clock. So I think this weekend show is going to be at 9 o'clock on Saturday.
Ew.
Yuck. Yeah, I know, especially since we drink on those shows, so... That's gonna be interesting.
Thank you, sir.
But yeah, it'd be fun.
Anybody from Red Bull?
I mean, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna talk about. This is I'm segueing, by the way. I don't know what the fuck we're gonna talk about on my sports program this weekend because there's no sports happening any longer.
Right? They canceled everything everywhere. Sorry.
Oh no! You can still go to the NCAA finals, like the Final Four and stuff, if you were family. Or really important.
Oh, they canceled that shit.
Oh, it's canceled. Canceled now?
Yeah, that's what.
Oh.
I thought. Isn't it right?
Oh. First, I heard they were going to do it with just no fans in it.
Yeah, that was early.
Now I've heard that,
it's done now. It's canceled, done. Canceled.
I guess I haven't been on the interwebs in the last 4 hours.
I better check while we're on here, though. I want to make sure because...
No, I believe you guys. That's
I want to make sure that I heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who you've been messing around. Thank you.
REO, up in your face.
I guess WWE is doing all of their shows at the Performance Center now until
started out. So, and I've also heard that even WrestleMania might be from the Performance Center, which again is actually fine because at least it would still happen.
Yeah. Right.
And I think they can at least still have a small audience in there too, at least.
Yeah.
What if the whole audience was in hazmat suits? Everybody purchases their own.
Yeah, March Madness 2020 canceled.
Fuck.
Oh, isn't that a bummer? God,
it
sucks.
The first day at work that I had people come in with masks on.
Wow. My show is going to be so boring this weekend. But you know what? We're still going to do it. We're going to talk about... okay.
There's a wiener dog race coming up. Don't they do wiener dog races in the spring?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Just talk about Joe Burrow's hands, man.
Talk about Joe Burrow's hands.
Like, really?
The draft is also, it's happening, but it's still, I mean, it's going to be mostly online.
It's going to be like old school. There'll be nobody there. There'll just be people calling names over a phone, basically.
It's going to be weird. Maybe they can get that, like, a reshot of the picture of, like, Brett Favre in his short shorts.
We won't get to listen to him, like, chorously boo Roger Goodell every time.
God damn it. That's what's taking it away from us.
Right.
I went down a Reddit rabbit hole and found one where one guy had crunched the numbers on just the cases that going on today's 1,000 cases in the United States. By May, we would have 100 million people infected. Based on the rate it's gone in other places. And that's just going off the data that you get, which likely isn't true.
All I ever think about
there's
is
some data out now that
Donald Sutherland where it just red.
It should, if the 1% mortality rate pans out, it should kill somewhere between 750 million and 9 million people.
That's fine.
I'm
fine with that.
750,000?
Or
Huds, please hide your erection.
750 to 900 million?
Yeah.
But how many billions are we up to? Seven point something?
We're over eight.
Oh, we're over eight already.
Over eight. Oh.
So I was going to save this for the weekend show, but I do find it funny that the NBA canceled their season, considering like this is the year, and if you watch the regular season at all, like this is the year that LeBron in LA was finally going to like make it happen. Nope. And then this year also in NCAA, Gonzaga is the best fucking team in
there. That's fucking crazy.
Nope.
That's bad luck.
And fuck you. Nope. Not happening.
Those kids must be sinners because God,
it didn't happen now.
God is a Gonzaga fan.
That's what they
God
say.
Is, yeah. God is a Gonzaga
is it
fan.
Catholic college?
Yeah. That's why I say God is a Gonzaga fan, and
you know what?
That whole team must be a bunch of sinners.
God isn't God isn't a Lakers fan, though.
Yeah. No.
He's not a LeBron fan since he left Cleveland.
I can't blow my wad on this show. I got to talk about it on
the
weekend.
He loves the Lakers as much as he loves, or more than he loves Gonzaga.
I mean, the thing is that the Lakers were legitimately really good this season, so I was like, man, fuck, they're probably going to win it all. Yeah. Nope. God's like, no, LeBron. Not this year. Coronavirus. Named after a shitty Mexican beer.
He hardened his heart after LeBron left Cleveland.
That's it. Yeah, that's what it was. Cleveland's like, I still like Kevin Love. But God's like, I like Kevin Love.
I'm getting pissed about
he's a Cavs fan.
The real problem is LeBron James.
He was like
coronavirus is LeBron James.
Yeah, you heard it here first, internet.
If he kills fucking Tom Hanks, I'm gonna be pissed.
God was like
LeBron James.
God was like, you know what, LeBron? I can't believe you couldn't get along with Kyrie Irving. So fuck you for the rest of your career.
Have fun.
When I read that Tom Hanks had coronavirus, I was like, man, he gets all the good gigs because he gets to play Mr. Rogers, Walt Disney.
And then he's an internet meme where somebody rolled in a Wilson ball to him in his quarantine tent.
Oh, I don't know.
This is from the cast of a set of a movie where he got sick.
Elvis Presley. Movie.
Elvis Presley.
He's Elvis Presley. Is he Elvis?
Oh.
Colonel some.
I thought maybe he'd be old Elvis.
He's Colonel Sanders.
I don't know.
Finger like a good. It's a commercial for KFC.
And Rita Wilson, like a great wife, is there helping her husband get through his job.
I feel bad for her because she kind of like dropped off the it was Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have it, but all the coverage you see on it, she's a movie star too.
Yeah she is.
But she's way better looking than he is.
Yeah,
there's your general.
But it's like everybody's like sending out their prayers and thoughts to Tom Hanks, and short shrift.
Well, and meanwhile, the beard's the only person online who's like, please don't take Rita Wilson, please.
I'm a softy for the girls.
Ah, me too.
I'll do it. Bring her on.
So the NBA had talked about going to the fanless stadium as well.
Yeah.
But as soon as, I mean, it was honestly, it came down to the Jazz. Because now Mitchell Donovan, he has it.
The guy that spread it all around like a joke.
Yeah.
That
was a good PR move.
Wow.
So two of the guys from the Jazz got it. They've played. I don't know if you guys know about the NBA season, but they play a fucking games team a week. Every night.
Yeah.
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 Almost. I mean, it's fucking crazy. So, I mean, just the fact that they
play over 100 games a season.
Yeah, no, they play 82.
It's 80.
Oh.
82, yeah.
Still a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What happens if they get the championships? Do they make it to 100? They don't.
No.
It depends on if they, like, if they sweep in four, then no.
No.
If it goes seven.
I guess if they go seven each one, they could be really, really close. Right, yeah.
82 is close to it.
But now we'll never know what went wrong. We'll never know!
Thanks, God, and LeBron.
Way to go, LeBron.
Thanks, LeBron. Jim.
You should have never left Cleveland.
Ruined basketball.
I'm genuinely upset about it. I love basketball. I watch it. I do a fucking show about it.
I was going to say, you kind of, it's right in your wheelhouse.
My grandpa's a huge Lakers fan. I would be psyched if the Lakers won because I don't care.
Well, and think about the story.
I would be psyched because I don't care.
Again.
Wildly indifferent.
Again, blowing my wad on this show and not on my own. But think about the story. Kobe Bryant died this year. Yeah, if they would have went and won. If they would have went and won to win in his honor or whatever against the Milwaukee Bucks, against the best basketball player in fucking history. I mean, Giannis. You know, and they go and they win, right?
Oh, I thought Michael Jordan was playing for the Bucks.
Sports program.
Oh, man.
Seemed like a rerun at this point.
Man, Jordan wouldn't have anything on Giannis, man. Sorry, dude. That dude's a fucking phenomenal. Well, I mean,
is he good?
Yeah, when Jordan didn't shoot threes. Oh. Giannis does.
Hot take, this was sports program. Thanks for tuning in.
Tune in for the rerun on, what was it, Saturday?
Hey, it'll be a rerun.
It all ties to coronavirus.
Yeah. It does. It's so much.
Fucking coronavirus.
If they did end up playing and they played in empty stadiums, Wouldn't that make the game different, though?
It would.
I mean, it
Every
would.
Every game would feel like a scrimmage.
Not as big as, and you guys can attest for this as being wrestling people, though. The biggest one that would be affected by an empty stadium, though, far and by, would be wrestling, right? Oh, yeah. Anything wrestling.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because
if you listen to anything any of those guys say on Stone Cold's podcast or Jericho's podcast, like, if you can't hear the crowd coming at you, your whole
Well, I mean, just think, think about the fact that there are terms for the crowd in wrestling.
Yes.
The fact that when somebody comes in and they're super hot and everyone's excited, what is it, right? Yeah. It's a pop. You hear the pop from the crowd. Mm-hmm. The fact that something's electrifying, that's actually referring to the crowd going fucking nuts for when somebody comes in. You have a wrestling match. Do you guys remember years ago, actually, we talked about this on my last show, this last Saturday. We talked about this. Do you guys remember during the Super Bowl a few years ago when they...
The empty arena match?
Yes. Oh, between The Rock and Mankind.
Yes.
Dude, that was a long
time ago. Yeah. But think about, like, that match is actually actually infamous now because that was the match where The Rock just beat the hell out of Mankind with that steel chair.
Pin him with a forklift, if I'm remembering
correctly. Yeah, he pinned him with a forklift.
Thank you.
But he beat him the high hill with that steel chair in the head. And that match is one of the ones that changed the rules overall, like, forever.
Yeah.
But
Mick Foley was down for it. He was down for it.
Fucking cool. It's just
Foley's a boss.
They look at that CTE stuff though, and then they go back to that match, and they're like, yeah, maybe not.
He was way fucked up before that match.
The dude fell like 30 feet. Let's go last, good old JR. My God, he's been broken in half.
My God, that's the coronavirus's music. My God, Mick Foley.
What is the coronavirus music?
God,
we should make a theme song for the coronavirus.
I would turn.
Everybody have that in the back of your head for later on.
A theme song.
Okay. A theme song for the coronavirus.
If it was a WWE wrestler.
I've already got mine.
Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, shit. That's a good start.
Is that the opening to this show?
The polls are open.
No.
Is it Hawaii? No, it's not Hawaii.
Go out and vote.
But it sounds like Hawaii music.
That was just Tuesday.
Well, no, I mean, like, the...
Man.
Fuck, motherfucker. You know what I mean.
I would turn
I'm glad Matthew's not watching.
I would turn the show into a wrestling show any day.
You just got to be there with the bleep button.
Okay, no, but
if all those people are supposed to be gathering and going to the polls and shit like that,
Now, that does hit on something that I've been thinking about. This is a really, really great time for the Trump dictatorship because the coronavirus leading up to November, we can't go out because there is a threat of this coronavirus. We can't gather in groups. You can't vote. Sorry.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man.
You can't even leave your house.
It doesn't. You guys do understand that it does not matter who runs against him, right? He is winning.
Unfortunately, yes.
Unless he gets the corona, goes down.
If history repeats, and it mostly does. Candidates mostly get to serve both terms. I mean, that's usually why
I figured two years ago there was no shot. Whoever ran was going to wind up beating him, but I've changed my tune since then.
Rumor Hillary's going to run against him. They're going to just pull her out at the primaries because it. Really
but she won't win. She will not win.
People don't want her to be president.
It's my opinion that Bernie would actually beat Trump, and Biden is going. Biden is going to get the nod, and he's going to fail miserably because nobody wants Biden.
I know a way to shit the bed again.
I know the way.
And they think they won't, but they will.
I know the way he could be a contender, though. Do you remember back in the day? They used to unite the parties by taking the next person with the next most votes. So Reagan and HW fucking hated each other.
Oh yeah,
they were the ticket. Good
comment. Yeah.
Bush and Cheney were. Cheney didn't even run. Biden and Obama though did not fucking like each other. They ran a nasty primary running up to that. United the party though.
Yep.
So I mean, if they. Honestly, if Hillary would have went with Bernie, she would have had a shot.
But they won't because the establishment won't allow Bernie to run. It seriously, there is no Republican Party, there is no Democratic Party. It is all wealthy people, and they control it all.
And Bernie's not a Democrat. When he runs for Senate, he runs
independent.
Independent.
Yeah,
he's independent. To me, that's why they don't put him up.
Yep.
Because he's not in their party. So when they go to the DNC, they're like, well, yeah, Bernie got some of our delegates, but
he's a little too much of a radical.
Right.
And he's fucking old.
He's not that much different than Warren. He is old, but he still has it. When you listen to him talk off the cuff, he still has it.
Oh, yeah, his brain is
bordering on Alzheimer's like Biden does.
Biden is really sorry, and when he comes up to the debate this weekend, it's gonna be embarrassing. Yeah. And his family should be ashamed of themselves for putting him out there
and
in that shape.
Well, I mean, one of his family won't even know that he's up there. Because he's dead.
They have a dead one.
Now, I am talking at Bernie really hardcore. I am myself a conservative, but I can view the field and their point of view and everything. Yeah, I can't wait.
I wanted the Trump and Bernie debate though. Like that's what I wanted to see.
Bernie would crush Trump.
Okay. That's what I think too. That's why I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
He would not have won.
Televised murder.
He wouldn't have won, but he would have won the debate.
It would have been fun.
And for no other reason than Bernie has always towed the same line. He's been saying the same thing for decades. Mm-hmm. He knows what he's talking about, and he can't be he's not going to lose his footing in a debate when he's been saying the same thing all the time.
Yeah. It bothers me that they haven't even let Tulsi Gabbard be involved.
But here's the thing. Do any of them even make it to the election?
She's a Russian plant.
There you go.
Do any of them even make it?
DNC, man. DNC. They're garbage. They are... Fuck.
I need more.
Yeah. I need one, too.
I got you.
I was going to say change that to beer bitch because I was getting everything, but...
Beard the beer bitch.
You can do Derek bitch. Thanks, brother.
Ron?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Beer break.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good transition because maybe we're done with Corona and we're done with politics.
We do have to touch on the fact that Corona might wipe out the three top candidates right now.
Yeah.
Who said that early on about putting them on a cruise ship?
Oh, yeah. The thing I saw on SNL.
Yeah.
Put the three of them on a cruise ship. Whoever survives the coronavirus is our new president.
And if I might be down with that.
None of them.
We all fucking win. So it's a good contest, and it could be a fun reality show. Could you?
And if all three die, The Rock gets to be president.
Oh, Joe, please!
Joe Biden grabbing
these need to be the law.
I would vote for him. I'd vote for him twice.
These need to be those kinds of things need to be the law.
Yeah,
not just ideas. We need to put it into law.
Law.
The Rock. I want the Rock in some sort of legislation.
You know what should be? You know, they have like the line of progression, like, you know, if the president dies, it's the vice president. But if he dies, it's the Speaker of the House or whatever.
You got to move him up toward the top.
I just thought, like, regardless of what party's in there, if enough people die, it's just the Rock. It just defaults to the Rock any day. You know what? I'm going to become an assassin.
He's on set of Fast and the Furious 12, and they're like, sorry, Dwayne.
You're the designated survivor.
Secret Service swoops in Black Hawk helicopters to snatch him away from the movie set.
God. Yeah. If he ever runs, I hope.
I will.
He uses some. Oh my God!
He will be the fourth person I put a yard sign up of at my house in 19 years.
If he ever runs for president, I will be one of those vote or die motherfuckers. I hate those guys, but I'm like, vote or die, jabroni.
Can you imagine WWE pushing it all? Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
We'd have the highest voter turnout if The Rock ran for president.
And oh, my
they
God.
They pushed harder than they did when What's-Her-Name was running for Senate.
Oh, Linda.
Linda was running for Senate.
They would push so hard for The Rock.
Oh, because The Rock could actually win the whole fucking show.
Well, didn't Kane win his bid for
Senate?
Yeah, he did.
He's the mayor.
Get RVD out there.
Okay.
Whole fucking show.
Knoxville County.
Vote Rock.
Knoxville, isn't it a parish?
Yeah.
I think it's a parish.
What a great fucking name for a county. A parish?
Oh, no.
I love it.
No, I think Kentucky's counties. I think you're right. I think it's Knoxville County.
Straight up fucking sheriff of Nottingham. I'm from Nottingham Parish, and I'm the fucking sheriff.
I love that. Oh my God, that could be. That's his running mate, man. Do fucking The Rock and Kane.
Yeah, and I'll take it. Hardcore libertarian.
Oh yeah,
he's right up my alley.
But that's the thing, though. They don't. In my opinion, they don't have to be aligned.
No.
In fact, what better way is to have somebody who's like not a yes man? You know. Yeah. So I actually
president and the vice president squaring off at WrestleMania.
Oh my God!
God, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm so now fucking wrecked right now.
Now,
right?
Now we need a movie like Idiocracy, but this is an Idiocracy.
No,
it's
because neither one of them are idiots.
Funnyocracy is something. Wrestleocracy.
Everybody likes to talk about how Idiocracy is about the future where people are stupid, but like nobody's a racist asshole or a fucking like dude. Well, the fucking president is rolling around as a black dude who is a wrestler porn star, open firing guns into the air on an open.
It's a conservative wet dream.
He's never like no one shoots him. You never hear racism in the entire movie. He's just a fucking wrestler.
And his intelligence like drop, Trek, racism increases.
This it's a utopia. They've solved racism
was that
and all
Terry
that.
Cruz?
Yeah, they just don't fucking know Terry about Crews. Everything else.
I'd vote for that guy too. Terry yeah, Crews seems like a solid guy.
Yeah, I agree.
The Rock and Terry Crews, then I'll take that. No. The Rock and Kane. Terry Crews is like Secretary of Defense. I got up, dude. Man, I don't know. Welcome to my future,
Derek's
baby.
Derek's got a goddamn cabinet built.
I got a utopia.
I want to live in this timeline, thank you. That sounds fucking
I want to be the minister.
This
of
sounds
the
like a movie script waiting to happen.
The Rock
you
says,
can write it and give it to Vince
says,
McMahon and be
says,
like,
the Rock says.
God damn it. The Rock does say, though, that he does have political aspirations, though. He's trying to get through his movie career first. He doesn't want to do
he's
it.
He's just
yet.
Banking
positive.
And keeping
he's
it positive.
Too much fun.
And,
like, you know, you see the posts that he puts up, and he's always trying to be inspirational, and everything is positive. I don't know how he'd handle politics.
Man, he'd be great.
It would be
politics
different. He would be
room,
outside.
Man.
What are they going to do to him?
I hope so.
As long as he's lived a good life and they don't have dirt, what are they going
apparently
to do to him?
He's at least got 5 votes.
Anytime someone came at him, he would just shut them down immediately mid-sentence. It doesn't matter.
How cool would that be when he's given like a press conference and someone's
think,
like,
it doesn't matter what
yeah,
you
yeah,
get.
Oh my God. Rock, I got a question for you. Oh yeah, what was your name again? It doesn't matter what your name is. Fuck, that'd be so good.
Yeah.
You guys, I imagine you've seen the Rock Obama sketches.
Oh yeah, those are great.
Yeah.
I don't know. So here's the other thing about him too. I didn't mean for this to become like a rock political podcast, but
goddamn right it is.
But
Johnson 2020.
At one point he was a registered Republican. He did some stuff for the DNC, so he can cross the aisle. He doesn't care.
No, he's a movie star. He does cross the aisle.
He's beloved worldwide.
Yeah,
so the rest of the world loves him.
Anybody.
My grandma.
Got two and a half
boners
between us.
Loves The Rock.
Didn't you say she says, there's my boyfriend every time?
Oh, yeah, she loves him, yeah.
There's my boyfriend.
That's
funny. So I used to watch I used to watch wrestling with my grandma, and she her favorite wrestler, hands down, was The Rock.
Our grandma's never been that cute.
No.
Well, my grandma plays World of Warcraft as well.
Fuck.
Legit.
Yeah, she's a pretty cool grandma.
She can fall in love with you.
But she loves The Rock. She only has one love. Sorry, Grandpa. It ain't you. It's The Rock.
My grandpa's got a huge thing for Beyonce, man. He called my mom during the Super Bowl halftime show when she was performing. Just to make sure we were watching. We're like,
he's
yeah, grandma.
For
Super Bowl. During this last year's Super Bowl, your grandpa's like, who the fuck is Shakira? Where's Beyonce?
Send her back over to the border.
He's probably enjoying
where's
that
Beyonce?
One, too.
I want her. Get her back on.
All right. Coronavirus.
Well, we hit.
I hope it takes them all.
Yeah.
The Rock is our chosen designated survivor.
Yeah,
I think it is. I think the show formally has taken The Rock as its candidate.
Fuck yeah. We were bringing up two or three shows ago, he was peeking his head up all the time.
He's fuck writing something. In fake names on your ballot. Still can. Just Dwayne Johnson every time.
Yeah.
I've never
instead of Mickey Mouse.
If somebody's running unopposed.
Oh, yes.
Pop lols.